Last night I played a round of golf. In fact, played real bad. Fell in MGA wine into a place where bad golf tastes fine. MGA wine and beer. Golf played for self-doubt and fear.
Welcome to the MGA Media Cast. This is episode number 9. I'm Willie, and I'm here with Mike and John. What's up, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Willie.
Hey. All right, so what's going on this week? A lot of stuff. So much stuff. I mean, it's just out of control.
Yep. Tons.
Tons. Tons and tons of stuff. Hold on. I got to pull up my little thing here. Okay.
That's 2,000 pounds of stuff, guys.
Tons. I know. Well, more than 2,000.
Yeah, you're right.
And multiples of 2,000.
Yeah, tons.
I didn't play golf.
No golf?
Yeah. But John did yesterday, right? Or today.
You
played
know
today.
It.
Where'd you play?
Played at Poplar Creek Golf Course.
Nice. Who'd you join?
That's a good course.
I joined the Woos.
The Woos?
Wait, what?
The Woos.
The Woos?
Peter and Jenny or something.
And then, they're Asian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought
it was like one
that?
Guy whose nickname was the Woos, which
right.
would actually be
Dude,
sweet.
Yeah. What yeah. up, Woos?
It's the Woos coming through.
Dude, is the Woos showing up tonight?
You know it.
Well, so anyway, I played with the Woos, and they were cool,
mm-hmm.
and then played with this other guy named Peter, who may be joining us. He says he's better than mediocre, but I don't think he actually is.
Future MGA.
I told him to check out the website, realmga.com.
I wonder if he's actually done it by now.
I tried to check my traffic, but apparently GoDaddy makes you pay for that.
Did you tell him to check out the coffee mug, face it, you suck?
I didn't. You know, I was going to let him discover that on his own.
Yeah, you just tell him about the website, and then you let them, you know, navigate around.
You let them find the coffee mug that explains the truth to them.
Right, right.
So, what'd you shoot, John?
I shot 3-munder, which at that course is an 85.
Damn.
Hey, wow.
Yeah, I had one meagle.
That's tournament-winning quality right there.
I have 6 birdies. And actually, on the front nine, it was a mogey-free front nine.
Nice.
And John usually does better in the tournaments.
Three birdies, 6 mars. So good front nine, and then kind of fell apart a little on the back. But
when we last played at Poplar, does anybody remember what the winning score was?
At Poplar.
That was the 83.
No, no,
no, that was the FU Open.
No, no.
We had the BM there.
The BM was there.
Where you guys weren't
Max
there.
Max won.
Yeah, Max won.
I showed up.
He shot 83.
No.
Yeah,
the BM wasn't there. It was the FU Open.
No, the FU Open was there, and then the BM was there.
Oh, and the BM was also there?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't remember because you weren't there.
We both missed it. I showed up.
Yeah. How come we did it at the Poplar twice in 1 year?
So we ran out of courses.
Oh. All right.
I think it was an 83. Was
man, we are lazy.
Actually, that's the thing. It's like, well, I know where that one is. But I say I fell apart on the back, but, well, okay, no. I was 3-munder at the end of 9 and then still 3-munder at the end of all of it. So I fell apart by 3 strokes.
Really? Well, that's not, whatever. That, I would say, is good. That's a good round when you're shooting like me and your fucking handicap continues to rise. So,
yeah.
I got no sympathy.
My putting was shit if it makes you feel any better.
Doesn't. Okay. It doesn't, but
Sorry.
Whatever.
Sorry.
So, one thing that does make me feel better, though, is that daylight savings has officially happened.
Yes.
Yay for golf.
Yeah, this means that it is now actually golf season. We can fucking do twilight at like 2 or 3 or whatever
mm-hmm.
and finish the fucking round, which is like impossible during the winter.
Yeah.
Like, I would always get those emails from Presidio, you know, $29 after 3 o'clock, and you're like, cool. I'll play 4 holes, you know what I mean?
Right.
Especially when you play as badly as I do at that course in particular. I mean, that course just kicks my ass every time I'm there. Mike, did you play at all, or just John's the only one?
I played at Golden Gate Park Golf Course.
Oh, well, of course.
Really?
But
how'd you get on?
Yeah.
Found some time.
You must know somebody.
Found some time, yeah. Snuck on.
Would you say that you play more days than you don't there, or do you usually show up and like not play at all?
During the season, I play more.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, Mike works at a golf course.
So. When it's not nice out, I just don't feel like playing golf.
Yeah. Okay.
So if it's nice, I'm over there like before I have to go work.
Yeah.
But if not, whatever. I mean, so we do a Friday morning. We go over there Friday morning.
Oh, yeah, this is your new thing, right?
Yeah.
Friday morning
match,
golf?
Match. What we play match play. So we don't really keep scores.
Traditional. It's very traditional.
And it's usually we try to get a foursome so we can do teams. So.
Well, maybe one of these days I'll have to take the morning off.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that to me, microphone. We're having some technical difficulties tonight.
Yeah, what's
you guys...
with this bullshit tonight?
It's really kind of annoying. But you know
what? Last week was so easy. I just set it up. It was all ready. And we just plug in.
I'm pretty sure it's your fault.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to just...
Just blame it on me. Yeah. It's all good.
We're going to have to forge ahead here and just go ahead and continue. Hopefully our loyal listeners will bear with us.
And we love you.
We actually... Okay. We have... past 300 downloads now total.
Wow.
Yeah, we had one day March 6th or something like that. We had 20 something downloads in one day.
That's crazy, man. Who seriously?
I don't know
who listens to this.
I don't know. I don't know. Would you call us or email us, please?
Yeah, seriously.
Who the hell you are?
I don't believe that you're actually out there.
I think
it's a computer glitch.
Well, Sarah plays this, like, okay, so she played our Ask Man Lander segment from last week, which...
was pretty good. I played it for some friends at work, too.
As you may remember, we had some special guests last week, and so Sarah played it for her mom.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I was like... I hope she didn't mind that part where I said that money makes my pussy wet, but, you know...
Right. Like, hey. I played it for some guys that thought that was the best part. Moms, I don't know.
Yeah. Moms tend to not think jokes about that kind of stuff are funny. But, you know, her parents are different.
Yeah.
She comes from the Chips family. I mean, those guys are cool.
Cool.
Shout out to the Chips. I love the Chips.
Chip it up.
And when I marry Sarah, I'm going to actually change my last name to Chips.
Chips.
We're going the other way.
Golf.
Chip it up.
Well, yeah, I know. It works for golf and poker.
Willie
so.
Chips.
Yeah, Willie Chips.
I'm going to get a high five on that one.
Well, not only that, I mean, it's just, I don't know. Do I want to be Willie Gregory or what? I mean, it's like, hey, do you want to be
Willie
Gregory?
Chips.
Do you want to be Chips? I mean, fuck.
Dude,
easy.
Your boys can start calling you Chips.
It's easy. Yeah. I know. I'm going to start.
And Sarah will be like, huh?
I'm going to start practicing my chipping like all the time so I can just, everyone's like, that motherfucker. Yeah.
Best part of your game.
Yeah.
That motherfucker can chip, man.
He can't do anything else.
Yeah.
He can't do anything else, but he could chip the ball like nobody's business.
Right in the cup.
The guy I played with today was very good at chipping and made me realize how shitty I am at it right now compared to where I was last year. Because
I'd say you're pretty good at it.
Well, no, he was chipping like I was last year where everything was within about 10 feet of the hole, like from right next to the green. And right now I probably chipped to about 20 feet.
Yeah, well, me too.
But I see you put a lot of them.
I went through a period of time last year, with same thing.
Yeah. It was a lot better.
I see you put a lot of them really close though too. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. Now, I go through periods of time where I can't get it close at all, but then I sink one like almost every round I play.
Chip in?
Yeah.
Nice.
We had
that's why
you
we
had
call
one.
You, that's why we call you Chips.
That's why we call me Willie Chips.
Yep.
But I actually, I chipped in with you last time we played. We both chipped in on the same hole.
Fuck
remember?
Yeah, we did.
Well, you pitched in. You fucking made it from like a blind shot.
Yeah.
From down the hill.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That was cool.
And then I like went completely over the green, but then I chipped in from the other side, so it was pretty cool. We had no putts on that hole.
That's
great.
It
was awesome. Okay, so, you know, since we're talking about chipping, we might as well, we'll talk about our golf moves here in a second.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and give some tips.
Tips.
It's not chipping. We already gave you guys tips on that.
It's not chips.
It's not chips. We're talking about punch shot. The punch shot. This is a shot, when I first started playing, I had to use this a lot. Mostly because I was slicing into the trees constantly. And, you know, so you know. I realized the other day I haven't really been having to use this shot quite as much as I used to, but it's an important shot. It's probably the most used specialty shot in golf, I would say.
Exactly.
Would you guys agree with that?
For mediocre golfers.
Yeah, for MGAers, this is a shot you want to learn.
Yeah. You got to know this one.
You want to do it just like we're going to tell you how to do it.
Yeah, we're going to give you some tips on how to, punch that motherfucker.
Punch it out, man.
Who wants to start? Who's got a good tip for us?
Oh, punch it out.
Don't worry, I'm just going to punch it out. It's gonna be easy.
Don't worry, guys. I'm just going to punch it out.
I'll go ahead and start out here.
Sweet.
So when you want to punch a shot, and of course we all know punching a shot means keeping it low to the ground. So
we probably should have explained
under
that.
Under the branches of the trees that you're behind.
Totally.
Mm. Yeah. First thing you want to do is prepare your excuse for when it doesn't work.
Okay.
Mine typically is I picked the wrong club. The branches got in the way. It was too windy. There's so many.
There's a lot of them.
There's a million of them.
The good thing about these, too, is like you can just kind of like have a little backlog of nice ones. You can always pull
out. Well, you gotta have categories. I mean, there's the punch shot.
You gotta figure
branches will likely come into play, mm-hmm. and you can usually blame those.
But I hope that somebody talks in my backswing so I can get mad.
Yeah. Dude, did you hear that? God, guy's so rude.
Actually, that's really the tip. Just have your excuse ready.
Be ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this shit's not going to go the way you want it.
It's not going to go well.
Well, okay. That's actually tip. I'm going to go second this time, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Last time we played, I had a couple of punch shots that actually worked out well, and I was literally ready to use your tip. Remember that punch shot I had? It was all wet and shit when we played at Poplar, and I was behind all those trees, and I went right through back out into the fairway. I don't know if you remember the 18. I did it on 18.
On 18?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I drove it right into the trees, and then I was like against the fence. Yeah. Probably one of the best punch shots I've ever hit. So I didn't have to use your tip that time. But let me tell you how I got that punch shot to be so good. I used a technique that I call spiking the punch. Now,
I get it.
Yeah. It's a play on words. See if you can follow with me here.
Hang with me.
So to keep a shot low, you need to add a special ingredient, much like spiking punch. Like at a prom or,
bar mitzvah.
A date.
How much of the ingredient?
Forget me.
As much as it takes, baby.
Got to calculate body weight.
Yeah.
And barometric pressure. Yep. If you
keep adding till the panties drop.
You're probably going to need some ometers to figure it out. But, okay, remember, this is not your normal shot. So you're going to want to change something about your stance, maybe your swing, your grip. Anything that kind of gives you that uncomfortable, uncontrollable feeling, you know?
So you're full of self-doubt when you swing back?
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, what you're trying to do here is you're trying to change things up. You know what I mean? Spike the punch, you know?
Right.
Get fucked up. So what you want to do is, like, maybe close the stance. Try swinging on a different plane than you normally do. Or let's say you use interlocking grip, which a lot of guys use. Mm-hmm. Switch to an overlap, you know? Or go with that girly grip that me and John used, the fucking 10-finger.
Baseball grip.
Yeah, the baseball grip.
Wouldn't
that
be a little confusing?
Well, that's the point. you want to be scared and confused before you start this swing. So what I would do is do something different every single time to keep things fresh and exciting, you know?
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Don't get fresh and exciting.
So all these changes are going to keep the ball low?
Well, yeah, because your tendency when you're swinging and you're a mediocre golfer. I'm assuming you're a mediocre golfer, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's important. Pros shouldn't use this trick at all. But if you're a mediocre golfer, if you're going to swing at the ball normally with all your normal bullshit, you're going to hit the ball normally. It's going to go up in the air or whatever your normal shit is, probably slice. But if you change something,
hit it good.
Probably. But if you change something, then you're going to change your trajectory, and you're not going to hit it higher. You're probably going to hit it lower.
Yeah,
I mean, makes sense to me.
Good
that's
work.
Where the good thing comes in. You're like set. Yeah. You're like totally set up to it's going to go low.
Yeah.
It just goes really
well,
high.
I mean, so, like, I use that girly grip if I'm going to punch the ball.
Now, with a limp wrist.
Hold on. Why is this a girly grip? I think this is a powerful grip.
Well, okay. It Ooh. Supposedly is, but when I took that golf class at City College when I first started playing, they told me that that's the grip that women tend to use, is the full non-overlapping,
well, that
non-interlocking.
Just, that just makes perfect sense, because if it's a powerful grip, then women would tend to use it. Yeah.
Now I have a complex about my grip.
Yeah, well, you know.
Thanks.
Sorry, John.
It's cool, dude. It's true, though, that it's recommended that guys
John only shoots under 80 because of his grip.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel... Don't worry about what you're doing. You're doing just fine.
Yeah, I just like the way it
Okay,
feels.
Fine. It's not a girly grip. It's more of a faggy grip, okay?
I didn't want to say it, but that's what they said in my golf class. Yeah.
So you're
a faggy grip.
Damn. You're a man. Don't worry. You're a
all
man.
Right, all right.
Still a man. All right? Just a, you know, a gay man. We like gay men around
with
here.
With a faggy grip.
Yeah. And
that's why,
know,
we're friends with Jake.
He taught me that grip.
What up,
he showed
grip?
It to me personally.
What up, grip?
Yeah, it was sensual and nice. All right.
Wigglesby.
I was thinking about growing a mustache just because I want to see if mine would be more blonde and like hard to see than Jake's.
Did you see that?
I've never grown one.
Oh, my God. It's just like...
Oh, you should totally grow one.
I think I'm going to get on it like tomorrow.
Very empowering. He comes
unless
in.
Unless it's blonde.
He's like, dude, check it out. And I'm like, all right. It's really blonde on the mustache part.
Dude, check it out. I want to see what you're talking about.
The rest of it was kind of like on the sides of his chin and everything was darker, but his mustache was just straight up blonde. It was hilarious.
So if anyone out there grows a mustache and it's all but see-through, you can name it Mr. Wigglesby.
Yeah. Send us a picture. We'd love to check it out. We'll rate it.
Yeah, or you could just call it the Wigglesby.
Yeah.
Sir Wigglesby.
Dude, nice. You got a nice Wigglesby going.
Mike, you got a tip for us? Or are we going to talk about...
Yes, I do have a tip.
All right.
It's the punch method.
Mm. For punch shots.
P-U-N-C-H. I'm going with
the acronym,
acronym,
huh?
Again.
Acronym. Very clever.
Exactly. Some of these are going to sound a little familiar.
Okay.
I try not to complicate my game too
much. I
don't take any practice swings, really. And
unless you take like seven in a row and like take seven divots.
Well, sometimes I really need to take a practice swing for some reason. Then I take a hell of a lot of them.
Yeah, and sometimes you need five or six of them. I understand.
Two giant divots, right?
But anyways.
Like
I'm trying to get away from that. I remember I've run into problems with that in the past.
No.
Digging irrigation ditches to the lake.
If someone needs a hole dug, just get Mike and a 7-iron out there.
Exactly.
Before you know it.
Yep. With the Ranger following me up. So.
Yeah, stick a Ranger right by him, preferably.
Like I take a huge chunk every time, so it's I got to remember to replace it every time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, someday I will. Okay.
Punch method.
Gently palm your club with both hands.
This is the gunch method or the punch method?
No.
The gunch method.
That's why I emphasize palm.
I got you.
Okay. Gently. Okay. Do you want me to do this again? Hold on.
No. It's cool. Let's hear the next one.
Gently palm your club with both hands. Utter your magic word or words.
Okay. Mine is Wigglesby, by the way.
Notice your fateful surroundings. Clear your mind and punch.
Okay.
And then yell, hey! Hey! Watch out when your ball goes flying towards one of your buddies in some crazy direction that you totally had no idea where it was going to go, because that's usually what happens.
Okay.
Hey, Mike. Yeah. Those were... really good tips. I will ask anyone if they want to use them, and I'd like to delegate those tips to someone else. That spells rad.
Rad.
Right?
That was rad.
Nice.
I was hoping you would go for rad. Yeah. When I heard A as the next
I heard
one,
R-A, and then I was like, don't do rat.
What would rat mean?
Don't do rap. Okay. Where are we going with this now? So those are punch shot techniques.
Yeah, that's the punch method.
Everybody get out there and practice.
We've got the punch method, the Wigglesby.
No, that was completely off topic.
Yeah, where did that come from, actually?
I don't know.
Gay friends.
We started talking about gayness, and then Jake somehow creeped into the conversation.
The Wiggles.
Shout out to Jake.
Shout out to Jake.
We love you, Jake.
Can't wait for our romantic vacation in France.
Oh, yeah. You guys are going to go out to France. And
that's
nice.
Right. Wednesday. Snowboarding.
That is going to be a grand old
snowboarding,
time.
Snowboarding and golf.
Nice.
Uh-oh. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to top.
You think you can get Jake out on the golf course?
I think Jake is going to have to go to the golf course.
Yeah. He's going to be that MGA-er that was like, we had to kind of coax into playing golf.
Well, yeah, but, you know, we got enough of those. We got Ryan, and that's all we can handle. Right.
Yeah. I got it. He was playing on Friday morning with us.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, dude. 18 holes at Golden Gate Park Golf Course. Swear to God, he was having a grand old time, man.
A grand old time.
He was loving it.
Having some sports drinks and
yep,
nice.
Yep,
so let's go ahead and check out some golf news. Golf news. All right, Sean O'Hare won a tournament. So this is 2 weeks in a row without Tiger.
He's taking a hiatus.
Because I used O'Hare in a blog.
Yeah, this is what I was going to say. Yeah. So Sean O'Hare, this is a young guy. Now, this was his second win on the PGA Tour. He won the PODS Championship. Does anybody know what the fuck this stands for?
Yeah.
What is it?
Portable On-Demand Storage.
What?
Yeah.
Portable On-Demand Storage.
Oh, yeah, those are those blue things that are sitting around. It's like a container.
And now they have their own golf.
They're white.
Okay.
But they bring them to your house, you load them up, and then they take them back to the storage.
Okay. So this is just like the name of a company, basically,
yeah,
then.
All right.
All right. So it's like the same thing as, like, whatever, Mercedes and fucking all that shit.
MGA. Right. Just as prestigious as Mercedes.
MGA.
Pods. Okay. So the PODS Championship was won by Sean O'Hare. He closed with a 2-under 69 to energize his young career, and he also earned a trip to the Masters by winning this tournament.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, a chance to get a green jacket.
You know it, baby.
I love a green jacket.
We should do this with the bastards.
Yeah,
too.
What color jacket
people
are we going
to should,
have?
Like, earn their way in.
And what color should it be? It should be, like, mellow yellow.
How about if if they play in the first tournament of the year, they earn their way in?
No. This is what I'm thinking. See, John's against, like, anything where, like, people can't go. Which I understand. But, we should, like, have people, like, the people who won or something like that, like, leading up to it, like, get, like, their entry fee paid for or something like that.
I agree with John about having all those.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to tell people, like, yeah. I was going to say, like, oh, you earned your way into the Bastards, but you can also buy your
actually,
way in with $5.
I was actually asked about that.
Exemption status.
Yeah, totally.
Free entry.
For the
you were asked about what?
The Rebel Beach AM-AM, mm-hmm. March 30th,
yeah.
2008.
Yeah.
I was asked if you needed to be an MGA and have a handicap to be
Well, here's the thing about that. To really do it fairly, they would have to have some kind of handicap that can be verified. It doesn't have to be fairway files.
Okay.
Right.
Cool.
We just need to know, like, who they need to be paired up with. So if they
the guy is totally not going to come.
Well, then, yeah, so screw
whatever. Him. But it still brought up a good point.
Yeah. With something like that, I mean, you know, I'm not going to tell people, like, no, you can't go, but, like,
I mean, you talk to him for a second and you tell them to be very realistic. If they don't have a handicap, to be realistic about what their handicap is.
Like, yeah. Can you bring me some scorecards that you've shot? I mean, anything?
Even that.
No, that should be a requirement. You have to bring 2 scorecards.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody that wants to be in a tournament or something has a couple scorecards.
If you can't, like, show me anything, I mean, then are you even a golfer? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think that should be, like, or at least 1 scorecard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did Sean...
They'll probably just go get it and fucking write shit in there.
What did Sean O'Hare do last year that we wrote a blog about?
He had a meltdown of his own. So he won this one because Stuart Sink had a meltdown. Stuart Sink, this is actually the second time this year already that Sink has come real close to winning. He got his ass handed to him by Tiger in that match play.
Oh, yeah.
And then
that was funny because he was playing really well before he played Tiger.
Was that Sink?
That was Sink.
That was Stuart Sink.
Yeah.
And he's an awesome golfer. And
he is good.
That's why he got into the tournament. He got in the finals with Tiger.
He's an almost awesome golfer.
Exactly.
He's about a second place guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't have the game to play against Tiger at all. Like, well, he just got intimidated.
Let's try to think of somebody who does.
Jared Lyle.
Dude, what is he up to?
Didn't take long, huh?
We're going to find out later, probably, huh?
All right, so O'Hare and... I really should have brought up the blog.
Sorry, I'm researching the blog right now.
Do you have it up?
Not yet.
Okay, so if I remember correctly, he had a horrible meltdown to end up losing, not only losing the tournament, but he ended up finishing like 13th or something like that after was said and done.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Because what he did is he hit into the water on an island green hole, and then he hit into the water again when he went to the drop zone. Remember?
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I'm researching.
And they were saying, too, that he had taken like a club that...
John says he's researching. He's looking at the MGA site.
That's what
he's researching, because it was our blog, yeah.
Oh.
So he...
All I see is, like, pictures of, like, us in the truck.
John's just got, like, a picture of him up. He's like, hold on, I'm researching. I'm researching. Don't talk to me, I'm researching.
It was a trip to the douchebag invitational.
No, okay. So he'd signed an agreement with the MGA like 2 weeks before to be a spokesman.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I think that's what the blog was about.
And he was really excited about it, and then he went out and had a meltdown. So, I mean, hey. Sean O'Hare, I salute you, baby.
Everybody has meltdowns.
But look at this. John? Look at this. Right. Now he's winning. He's winning tournaments. It's fucking amazing. He's 25, I think. 25. He's fucking younger than me, and this motherfucker's winning on the PGA. And I am... My life is sad.
At least he's... Hey, dude, you're in the MGA, bro.
That's true.
Come on,
that's
man. True.
That ain't no small thing.
No.
Willie.
It's like a little kind of bigger than small thing.
We got to get these blogs going again.
I know. They're
great.
So funny.
Yeah, John's looking back at the old ones.
These are
the ones with Tiger and like the babies
look,
or whatever.
Look at this. These are only going to get better with age, man, but I got the little dwarfy guy, Mike Bolin, playing World of Warcraft
on your computer.
Holy shit. My God.
Those blogs are great.
Yeah. Well, you know.
We need
to start paying attention to like what's going on in the sporting world, which is good because we're keeping up on our golf moves here.
We've been watching a lot of NBA games.
Anyone that hasn't been to the MGA MySpace, go to it and just go back through the blog section and
check classic.
Some of these out.
It'll also give you kind of an idea of what the hell we do here at the MGA,
And how we do it.
Yeah,
our philosophy is it's always okay.
Mm. It's kind of all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so congratulations, Sean O'Hare, and, fuck off, Stuart Sink. Try to win at some point,
douchebag. Dude.
So this isn't golf moves, but I just found this kind of interesting.
Okay.
So they did a survey, and it looks like long work weeks are keeping Americans up late. And this isn't really, like, news to anybody, but now there's actually a little bit of evidence here.
People
are sleeping less than ever before, and working more. People are averaging 6 hours and 40 minutes of sleep a night on weeknights.
And that's a bad thing?
Yeah. Apparently that's not enough.
Apparently, yeah, exactly.
I'm definitely averaging less than that.
Yeah,
closer to six, straight up.
I usually get quite a bit of hours of sleep.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, you're always, like, up late and then up early. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But, okay. But here's
I just like to wake up early. Anyways,
this is the thing that killed me though. The average wake up is 5:35 a.m.
That's average
in America.
Well, that's probably including the people that wake up at like 1 a.m. to go.
Maybe, but the average bedtime is 10:53 p.m.
Well, okay.
Does that seem like ridiculous?
10:30.
10:50.
10:50.
It's really. It's all relative. If you're getting up in a normal time, and you do it all the time, it's not that bad.
Yeah, but okay.
But when
5:35 a.m. is when most people are up,
dude. This is where stats like that don't make any sense, man. Come on, I mean it's like the United States is in the same situation. There's so many people, and we're trying to like govern all these people.
That's really insightful.
It's the same thing. You're trying to put all a single stat. Like if that was a city to city stat, it would make more sense.
Well,
you know,
I'm sure that like on the farm, you wake up at 5:35. But
yeah,
okay. When I get up at like 9 or 8:30 or something like that. I mean, I know that's kind of late for most people who get up to go to work, but you know, when I get up at like 6 or 7, sometimes I'm like, I go out and I'm amazed. Like, there's this many people like up and dressed and like
and they've been up for
out
quite
doing
a while.
Shit and like eating and driving around. I'm like, God damn it, people.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe I'm just the fucking, I'm not a morning person or whatever. I just think that sounds fucking crazy. And here's another thing that this brings up with me. I think we need to start having naps at work.
Naps
at work?
I think
there needs to be encouraged.
Work
naps?
We know Willie's not a morning person.
No,
Willie,
no, but it's
Willie
not
leaves
just
his alarm on every day. It's
no.
It's pretty funny.
Not every day. Just sometimes.
What do you
some
think,
days.
Jeff? Yeah. Maybe like probably.
Like once a week I do that. At the most.
I'm usually up already, so it doesn't matter.
At the most, I do that once a week. No. Well, I do snooze about 3 or 4 times.
He likes
every morning.
He's a snoozer. He's a snoozer.
Because I set my alarm
like
for like
snooze.
Yeah. I set my alarm for earlier because I feel more awake if I've already woken up like 3 times.
Exactly.
I don't know. It just feels that way to me.
I think all our viewers would agree with that.
Yeah. But
I always
no.
say viewers. What the fuck do
listeners.
I keep saying that?
Look, I'm just using this forum to try to get some fucking naps at work, goddammit.
Somebody, just give me a break here.
Just a cot.
A
cot in a room.
A cot. One of those,
you know?
Like, it's like one of those kind of, it's like a big.
Well, you know, when you're a little kid, they train you.
Listen, I think all we need to do is look at the fact that doctors nap at work. Mm. Doctors are golfers. Therefore, this is a good idea.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
That's all. It's as far as this needs
to go. I'm
going to
say this, too. I think the MGA should start encouraging naps after the 9th hole. Everybody 20-minute nap.
20-minute nap.
And then we'll reconvene on the 10th tee. And we, you know, we'll continue
on.
It's
a mandatory 20-minute nap.
Mandatory, bitches. Anyway, whatever. I don't know where I'm going with this other than I just really want to fucking nap every day at work. And I just, you know. And another thing, too, is I like to nap in the nude. So if we could get those to be private rooms, that would
exactly.
be great. That
exactly.
would be great.
Private rooms.
Private rooms, baby.
Private napping rooms.
Private rooms. All right. Before we go and get a little break and a word from our sponsor, I just want to say I don't really have a mediocre word of the week this week, but there is one thing. I want to start using at all the MGA tournaments. We no longer will be having tee boxes. They are now me boxes.
Me boxes.
Me boxes. It's all about me,
it's
baby.
My turn.
It's my time.
Step up to the me box.
Step up to the me box.
It's the me box.
All right.
When you get up to the me box. You gotta say something that you like about yourself.
Yeah,
dude. We should make it. We should
really
make.
Like
we should make it a
hair.
Rule that you have to like. None of the other MGAers can be standing in the me box.
In the me box.
When
step
me,
outside the me box, please.
When me is teeing off.
Yeah.
can't be in the me box.
Yeah.
It's me box.
Hey, you're in my me box, motherfucker.
This is me box.
Yeah, you should get up there and you'd be like, "Hi, I'm Willie, and I like to hit it way right."
All right. Way wrong.
Let's go ahead and have a word from our sponsor.
When I play with my friends, I'm better than most of my friends.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Oscar Mayer, the first name in Bologna.
How's that?
Coach, why do you say fuck so much?
Well, I really don't think there's any word in the English language that expresses so many different things as the word fuck does. You know, you can use surprise. Well, I'll be fucked. You can use the word fuck to indicate anger. Fuck you. You can use the word fuck to indicate dismay. Oh, fuck. I just think it probably is the most expressive word our language has.
My mom should have been.
All right, what would Mike Boland do? We have a special guest on the line. It's Max. Max Lanier, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. Just working on the game.
Nice.
Whoa, he's working on the game?
Working on the game.
What kind of working on the game, Max?
Yep, been working a lot.
I saw, what was the last score you posted? I think it was a 1-0 something, wasn't it?
1-0, yeah, I've been talking 100 for about 3 months.
Nice. All right. Nice. Getting that game in shape.
Yep. Damn.
Yep.
So you ready for the tournament? I heard you signed up online.
Yes, I did.
You were actually the first one, right?
That's right, Max. First one to sign up online.
Hell yeah, dude.
It should be pretty fun. I don't know how the whole thing's going to work because it's a new format we've never tried before, but should be pretty fucking exciting. I know you like to play partners. Even with me.
I just lose holes, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? You're the only one.
Lose a hole, get a 12.
You're the only one winning holes, though, when we played against Nils, and I decided to whine like a little girl. But, you know.
You did the whining for us because, you know, that was pretty lame.
So, Mike, we got to get you to leave now so we can play the game. Max, you know how to play this game, don't you?
Yeah.
How many of these have you listened to? Have you listened to more than the first one?
Yeah, I listened to the last two.
Oh, you did? Nice.
You should check out, last two, 7 and 8. No, check out number 6. That was a good one.
Number 6?
I liked number 6.
6 was the best one, huh?
I liked 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard the whining about tiebreaker. The last one called the... What would Mike Boland do?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got shafted. Clearly. Yeah. Clearly, I got shafted. So, speaking of tiebreakers, John, I'd like to propose a rule change in the MGA where possible. Instead of just the putt-off on the final green, I would like to have a pitch-in putt. So maybe we go, everybody drops their ball off the green, we pick a hole, and then you have to chip on and then putt.
Yeah, I
think that'd be more fun.
Where possible, that's perfect.
Yeah. As long as, you don't get in trouble with the golf course.
Right.
What do you think about that, Max? That sound good?
Sounds all right. I have another suggestion. Maybe a club throw. Who could ever throw the club the farthest?
That would be pretty sweet.
I like it.
The one thing, though, is my best club for the throw, the pitching wedge, is not in my bag anymore now that I've broken it. So I might have to throw, my driver or something.
Yeah.
Actually,
I'm pretty good at throwing a putter.
Really? I don't know. Do you think
I can throw a putter a long way?
Do you think you got some experience with that? Do you think that throwing a driver would be farther because of the weight on the end? You could really kind of whip it.
Yeah, it'd be like a hammer throw.
Yeah, like the Olympics or something.
Well, I guess we'll find out this year.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe we should try that out at least once and just see what happens.
The golf decathlon.
All right, so. We are going to play some What Would Mike Boland Do? All right. You ready, Max?
Yes.
Okay. It is getting towards the end of the night, and you realize that the girl you like is not into you. However, her less attractive friend, let me just put it this way. Her ugly friend is all over you. Now, you know if you sleep with the ugly friend that you will have no chance ever to get the girl that you want. Do you sleep with the less attractive friend and risk losing a shot at the girl you like who clearly does not like you the same way? Well, now, not you guys.
Right.
Not you guys.
Right. This is what would Mike
do? What would Mike do?
Mike do.
Yeah. John, would you like to go ahead and go? Now, we've got a 50-50 here, really. I mean.
Yeah.
We might have to throw a club at the end of this one to see who's going to win.
Exactly. Pitch and putt. Gosh, what would Mike Boland do? This is a tricky one.
You know what I always think is, this is great radio when we all sit around and try to, think of what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Luckily, I edit this all out, so. What do you think?
So, does Mike, Can I hear the question again?
Okay. It's getting towards the end of the night. You realize the girl you like is not into you.
This is, he's just met her tonight?
No, this is a girl that he likes.
Okay.
I mean, when I wrote this, this is like a girl he's into.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, but you're realizing that she's not into you.
Uh-huh.
But her ugly friend is all over you.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you just go ahead and sleep with the ugly friend? Does Mike sleep with the ugly friend?
Right.
And lose a chance at getting this other girl that he clearly likes more? Well.
Yeah. No, Mike would not sleep with the ugly friend.
Okay. Max?
I would maybe tend to disagree on that.
Yeah? Wow. You think he's going to go ahead and just
think,
bite the
you
bullet?
You know, because, I mean, he's pretty much already realized that it's not happening with the other one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it kind of depends how drunk he is.
Yeah, that's a good factor. You know? Yeah. That always makes a big difference. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, you know, he's kind of been wanting something and hasn't happened, so I think he goes for it.
All right. I'm going to agree with Max and say that he's going to sleep with the less attractive friend. I'm not sure if this is correct, but I got to go against you, John.
Yeah. No. I think I'm going to win here.
I kind of feel like you are because I know. Here's the thing. I think there's two things here. There's the thing that will actually happen in this situation, and there's the thing that Mike is going to say he would do in this situation. Do you know what I mean? Well, a lot of guys will say that they won't sleep with ugly chicks, but when it comes down to it and the ugly chick is like all over them, they sleep with the ugly chick. Come on, guys. You know it's true. Maybe it's just me.
Maybe. I wish we had Alex here. We could ask Alex. He'd let us know.
What would Alex do?
What would Alex do? Alex would sleep with both of them.
He's like, dude, I'd sleep with that one, and then I'd still try to sleep with the other one.
Yeah.
Alex, don't play this for your girlfriend. All right. So let's bring in Mike and see what he's going to do. I don't know. Mike! Max, you listening to something in there? What's going on?
You making a burrito there, Max? Or building a bookcase.
he's just clanging his two trophies together.
From his back-to-back wins. For anyone that doesn't know, this is Max Lanier, back-to-back tournament winner. Only one in MGA history.
Yeah, I know. It should be the Max Lanier rule, the new penalties.
Yeah. Yeah, you would, under the new penalty system, winning two tournaments in a row, you would be saddled with four penalty strokes.
No, three.
Three
on the next one, yeah.
I would have won the second one, though.
Yeah. No, yeah, you wouldn't have won the second one, huh?
That's right.
Kent would have won.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have two penalty strokes the next tournament and then one the tournament after that. So it would be three if you won two in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, so really the four I would have had when I finished last really didn't come into play.
Yeah, that's true. I like to call them back-to-back axe. Back to back axe.
The last gasp and the BM.
Yep. You know it.
Hell yeah, dude.
So, yeah, I wonder, with these new rule changes, are we going to have any back-to-back winners this year?
It'd be tough.
Probably not, I would say. But, you know. All right, so, Mike, you ready?
Yes, sir.
It is getting towards the end of the night, and you realize the girl that you like is not into you.
Boo.
This has probably never happened to you, I'm sure. However,
of course not.
Yeah, because every chick is into you. However,
yep.
Her less attractive friend is all over you. Do you sleep with the less attractive friend, even though by doing so you will lose a shot at the girl you like?
Wow.
But the girl you like is not into you.
Yeah, if she's not into me anyways, then I'd have to say... You know what? I'm gonna have to give this less attractive girl a chance.
Give her a shot, baby. Yeah.
Gotta go.
Oh. Come on, Max. Over the phone. High five, baby.
Oh, yeah.
So you and Max were less attractive girl?
Me and Max went for it,
I have to say I gotta give her a chance at least.
Yeah, you know what? Less attractive girls work much harder.
He didn't even have to think about that one.
He was like, clearly.
Yep. All right, I'll do her.
The correct answer in this situation is get some ass. However you got to do it.
Yep.
I guess I
don't know my Mike Bowling.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, John. 4-3 now.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Max, you're beating the field 1-0 right now.
You're back.
Well,
in
I'm 1-1.
1-1? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
you were here before.
Played it one time before.
That's right. Max was on the second ever MGA MedioCast.
Yes, he was.
Wow. Max, I think we're making history here.
Yep.
That's all Max does.
This is his second time on here.
He's most mediocre finishes in MGA tournaments.
That's true.
Only back-to-back winner.
That's true.
And first two-time guest appearance.
Well, we've had a couple
Jake's
of two times.
Called in twice,
but
Sarah,
he's the first one to be here in person, and now the first one to also be here on the phone and in person.
First one on Skype.
Yeah, baby.
We're breaking ground constantly.
So, Max, when are we going to go to Warriors game, by the way? Are you in? Are you
in?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
When we got to go.
Yeah, I want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike wants to go, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll work it out, dude. I'll send out an email, and we'll see what the best day is.
Yeah.
But Warriors game, dude, for sure, before the playoffs, because it's getting exciting. It'll be much harder after the playoffs.
Give me a date.
Once all the bandwagon fans come around.
Yeah, once all those rich-ass motherfuckers who just think it's cool how we're in the playoffs now. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Especially if we go against the Lakers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's like Warriors-Lakers, it's going to be ridiculous. But, hey, Max, thanks for being on the MGA MediaCast. Sorry to call you so late, dude.
Oh, yeah, it's a pleasure.
Right on, man.
Yeah, dude.
All right. I'll give you a call maybe next week, and we can hit the links before the big tournament on the 30th.
Yeah. Put out another 104, maybe.
Yeah. Get some practice strokes in. Maybe 100, 104 of them, you know? All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
Plus or minus.
All right.
All right, Max.
Later.
Later on, man.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Axe Lanye.
All right.
Axe. That guy is a beast.
Yes, he is. So it's hilarious when he stands up to the ball. He just stands up to it.
And then just fucking
hits it.
Yeah.
And he just rips it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hits long drives.
Yeah, he does. Okay, so we actually don't have a man Landers this week.
A long way from the fairway.
Last week.
Sometimes they're in the fairway, too.
Yeah, yeah.
When they're in the fairway, it's a long way. But if it's out of bounds, it's...
So last week we had so much man Landers that it just I couldn't even follow it up. I couldn't even begin to comprehend how to follow it up.
The chicks aren't
the girls aren't around.
Chicks are out clubbing tonight.
The chicks are out clubbing.
I mean they're Monday night clubbers, obviously. Yeah. So
they just want to dance.
Yeah. I can't blame them. They get, when they go to the club. See, this is the thing. This is the difference between guys and girls. Like, girls want to go out all the time because going out for a girl is so fun because, like, everybody talks to you, and especially if you're, like, a drunk party chick.
Right.
Like, it's always an adventure, you know?
Right.
But sometimes as a guy, you will go out and, like, nothing happens. You know what I mean? You just
absolutely
get wasted.
Nope.
You just get drunk with your buddies and, like, whatever. Like, if you're a chick, it's like, oh, my God, this is crazy. All these guys came and talked to me. It was so fun. All right.
Exactly.
So just remember that, ladies, when, your boyfriend doesn't want to fucking go out again because he doesn't want to go out because, like, it's not the same. It's not the same thing for us.
Dude, that Wilma...
Wilma.
She's
a slut.
I do like blondes.
Oh, man. Just wait till she grows out her mustache.
Wigglesby.
Wilmsby. So instead of doing man Landers, we're just going to do one little segment here before we go. There are a lot of guys out there who are major douchebags. But because they play golf... In our eyes, they've elevated themselves to the status of moosh bags. So there are some celebrities out there that I just think...
Wouldn't that be delevating?
Delevating? De-elevating?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe, but probably not. No, douchebag to moosh bag is a step up.
It's a step up.
Yeah.
A mediocre douchebag is not as bad.
Well, I guess it depends on how...
You're not a total douchebag.
What if your perspective is the other way around?
Well, okay.
You're on the douchebag side.
Now you've entered the realm of, like, you're blowing my mind.
Yeah, space-time continuum and shit.
Why do you gotta do that?
Let me just give you an example, Mike, and maybe you'll understand what I'm talking about. Justin Timberlake used to think he was a douchebag. I've actually kind of changed my view on that recently, but I also found out he plays golf. That was another one of the things that made me like him a lot more.
Yeah.
And actually, his handicap is a 6.
Wow.
Yeah. kills me.
Which actually makes me like him just a little bit.
So
less.
He's not. He's not an MGA.
Get that closer to 18, Justin.
He's not an MGA.
JT.
At least no. Snoop Dogg's an MGA.
Yeah. Okay. There. But he was never a douchebag. So
shout out Snoop Dogg. MGA.
Snoop Dogg was never a douchebag. Kenny G.
Hell
on the
yeah,
other hand,
baby.
Total douchebag. But he's a golfer. Got to give him that.
Here's you want a fucking douchebag. Oh wait, no.
Give me a name. Give me a name.
Moosh or douche?
Let's go with.
Are we talking Moosh or douche?
Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
Douchebag.
J-Lo's bitch.
Yeah. Definitely douchebag.
28 handicap.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh fuck! I like the guy now.
Yeah, he's terrible.
He's a
terrible golfer.
He's an awful golfer.
You gotta feel bad for him.
What a
moosh.
He's the one who has that song though. That one song that is so awesome. The fuck, it's like the worst. Okay, I will remember this by next podcast, and it will be like our intro song.
Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey, absolutely douchebag.
35.
Wow. Wow. Damn, Nick.
35.
Nick Lackey.
All right, how about this, though?
That's Max Lanier territory.
Yes, sir.
In his current form.
Let's talk about the guys, though, who are absolutely perfect for the MGA. These are the very rare 18 handicappers.
Yep, the most mediocre of mediocre.
Exactly 18 handicap. So guess what, guys? We got some big names here.
And a salute.
We got Snoop Dogg, absolute 80 handicap. Hip hop icon says he shoots about 90.
For shizzle, man.
That's what he says.
Yep, I believe him.
Mick Fleetwood. He plays often with Willie Nelson.
Yeah,
you might know him. He's the drummer for Fleetwood Mac.
Mick.
Steve Miller, 63, still touring and plays
lots
of golf.
Steve Miller.
I think, yeah.
I like
can't remember what the name of that band was.
Yeah.
We'll just call it Steve Miller.
Yeah. Steve Miller Band. Until we can remember.
It was his band, right?
Vince Neil, the singer of Motley Crue.
Yes,
18
sir.
Handicapper.
Way to go, Vince.
Two names I don't know. Jeffrey Osborne, R&B singer.
Didn't he write On the Wings of Love?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Wow, it's almost like you're reading the same website I am.
I heard he plays in L.A.
Jim Sonnenfeld? Sonnenfeld?
Oh, Sony.
Sony, yeah.
The old Sony, yeah.
The drummer for Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah. J-So.
Yeah, baby. And Eddie Van Halen, probably the biggest name on the list.
Yes,
yeah.
Eddie.
18 handicap, dude.
Yeah. I wonder what his brother's handicap is.
I don't know if Alex plays.
Yeah.
I'm buddies with Alex, as you know.
Yeah.
And
as you may know.
As everybody may know.
Haven't heard him talking about golf.
Has he called you recently? And like, you know?
Yeah, you know, we stay in touch.
He calls from time to time.
When they're out printing money right now. That's what he calls it when they go on tour.
I gotcha.
He's like, yeah, we're going to print money for a year and then never play.
Nice.
That's what he said.
And then never play again.
There's a lot of... Okay, so these were all the names of people who play often, I guess, is what it was. And we get up to, like, the 35 handicaps and then play occasionally. So Andre 3000.
Yeah.
Plays occasionally. 33 handicap. Tommy Lee.
MGA, Andre. Come on out, San Francisco.
I know. See, this is the thing.
Come on out.
Now, Fat Mike, lead singer of NOFX, is
how is he not
a golfer? Is an absolute golfer, and
he's not.
But he's a true MGA, for sure. But he plays to like what, like a 15 or a 14?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, 15. To
from his
16.
Fairway files, it's like a 15. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, he's not on this list.
Yeah,
they get no love.
That doesn't make any sense.
We're going to have to email whoever made this list. But okay, but anyway.
They're mooshes.
What I'm saying here is, like, you know, being in a band can only help your status in the MGA, I'd say. So Charlie Pride, legendary country vocalist.
Oh, yeah.
Toby Keith. Come on, guys. MGA, baby.
MGA.
MGA.
They're
all 18 handicap?
No, those guys are 15. But, you know, 15 is still good enough. Mm. Well, bad enough.
Yeah.
There's Nick Lachey, you can move along. But Kid Rock says he hits it a mile in all directions. He's kind of like an Axe Lanier type player.
Yeah,
sounds like our kind of man.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of room out here, guys. We're trying to fill up the MGA with.
We play courses like Palo
some
Alto.
Big names.
Man. Yeah, Palo Alto is just flat with like these kind of spindly trees around.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah.
Once in a while, they get in the way.
So yeah. Anyway,
but you can
if any of you guys, if any of you guys manage to come across the MGA Media Cast and you want to play in the MGA and you're famous,
be a moosh bag.
Come out, come out, baby. So yeah, I mean, I'll talk more about guys who I thought were douchebags who now not so much. But anyway, do we want to talk about our guys real quick before we go? I think we should. I think we should let everybody know.
About our guys.
Our guys. My guy.
Who's the best? Jared Lyle.
Simon Robinson.
Benoit Biaser. My guy.
All right. My guy. My guy played. My guy just got done. He got done yesterday at the Winter Series Championship. Benoit Biaser.
How'd he do?
T45. He made a cool, wow. $1,100.
Just a oh, yeah.
You know what he's gonna do with that though? He's gonna blow it on cocaine and hookers, baby.
Exactly.
Pay for half his plane ticket.
Just like Cy Rob.
You know that guy travels first class just to think he's a big deal.
Benoit.
What makes you think he does that at all?
He blows his whole fucking winnings.
No, he flies coach because back there's more ladies.
That's true. You're right. Okay, sorry.
There's more ladies in coach. More chances to fucking join the Mile High Club. So he shot 72, 72, 73, 72.
Wow, what a moosh bag.
Why would you call him a moosh bag?
I'm sorry. Sorry, Jesus. Benoit. I didn't really mean
what?
That. I'm still going to send you hair.
He won a tournament this year, goddammit. He started the year off with a fucking bang. T3 and winning. And now it's T37, T18, T45.
I think he probably won and then went on like some sort of like...
crazy bender.
Crazy bend. Because he was gone for tournaments, right?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Dude, he just seems like the type of guy that would be like, dude, I got first place.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
19 G's.
I'm buying beers for everybody. He probably has like a local bar he goes to.
He won that 19 G's and just went out and fucking went crazy, huh?
Yeah, dude. Spent a couple G's.
All right. Well, Benoit, if you need a little help on your game.
Or if you just need a little help spending them G's.
Yeah. Call me up next time you win, man. Baby.
We support you, man.
Benoit, baby.
I'd like to say Cy Rob's done better.
But he hasn't.
But always. Why is my guy always the worst? Even if your guy doesn't play, somehow my guy seems to.
Well.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay.
He smells like cheese. We all know that. So that
dude, this guy's almost playing mediocre style.
I know. I think you know what happened. You picked him as your guy. He heard about it, and he's like, I got to play my way into the MGA.
He's trying to play his way into the
MGA. I got
to
play my way in there.
He hits a good shot while he's out there. It's like, damn it.
Yeah. It's like, what can I do to fuck this up?
Tied for 57th.
Nice.
In the Winter Series Championship. It's the Winter Series Championship now.
Is that going on right now? Or is
that's the result? Yeah, Country Club.
Okay.
But anyways, he won $830.
Nice.
Yep, just enough to pay for, you know.
Well... And it's 30 bucks.
Really cheap hooker.
You could have
some good coke.
Well, or you could have your wisdom teeth removed from there. As I found out today.
Is that how much it's going to cost?
Just about $830. That's $830.
Ouch.
You have $30 afterwards to go get yourself a couple slushies.
Yeah.
Ouch. So.
But I got some.
Vicodin,
yeah, just got some Vicodin. Yeah.
So Benoit Biaser is no longer in the top five on the money list.
Wow, he played himself out of the top five.
Yep.
I'm not even going to look to see what Cy Rob is.
Well, he's nowhere near.
Yeah, I think he's like 24th.
Snatching defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, what's going on with fucking what's his fuck?
What the fuck do you think? Yeah. Leading the goddamn money list is what he's doing.
What's up with the Mile File?
The Lyle file.
Excuse me.
.com.au.
What's up with the Vile file these days?
Oh, Vile file.
I don't know.
What's Vile doing?
Dude's just sitting on top of the money list, just kind of chilling.
Sitting on top.
Why not? Why not? I'll just sit on top of the money list.
He didn't play?
No, nothing went on.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't have a tournament, right?
But
so
I
he's
say,
just having a good old time with his dad, drinking
beers. Yeah, drinking beers, you know? It's what the Lyles
drinking
do.
Beers, fighting off cancer. Yeah. Come on, cancer.
Come on, bring it, cancer.
You can't take
hold on
me.
A second,
I'm
cancer.
Jared Lyle, bitch.
Cancer. Let's have a beer.
Wait a sec, guys. Wait a sec. He's Australian, so we all have to do bad Australian.
Oh. Good day, mate.
Come on, cancer. Oh, let's drink some beers, mate.
Crikey.
Cancer, you can't take me. I'm down by the billabong.
Here we've got the rare cancer.
The rare cancer.
Watch as I stick my thumb up its ass.
The thing most people don't know about cancer is you can eat it when you need it the most.
It's the sure and only remedy that works every time.
Now, while I was looking for facts on
Jared Lyle.
That's
not cancer.
No,
that's a cancer.
This is a cancer.
Sorry, go ahead.
As I was looking for information on my man, Jared Lyle.
Stumbled upon some gay porn. The Lyle file.
I accidentally hit one of my bookmarks that took me to gay porn. No, I went to PGAtour.com, and if you go down towards the bottom of the page, in the bottom left corner, they have some little buttons you can press. One of them is called Swingplex. Stars in slow motion. You open that up, you can pick from a list of all these different players.
And is Jared in there?
And no, Jared's not. Oh. But I'm just
saying. Well, then what's the point of this story? Oh,
this is cool stuff that
we want to hear about Jared.
Yeah, but this is cool stuff. Listen, we're here to inform people about cool shit on golf.
That's true.
Go to PGAtour.com, find Swingplex down in the bottom. And you can watch video of all these different PGA pros in super slow motion.
What's up with the rod?
And they kind of analyze it, too.
So,
what's up with the rod?
I have one question about that. When the hell are we going to do an MGA?
Right, Duff Vision. Yeah.
It's got to happen, man.
As soon as we get out there.
All right, cool.
Do it.
So, it's getting close to 11. We got to wrap this bitch up.
That would be cool if we could go to like a PGA event where they have the cameras and they can
do us. Yeah.
And then, MGA. No, here's what you got to do.
That would be sweet if the PGA would like embrace the MGA.
Well,
it's like,
not going to happen. So.
Well, no, here's what you got to do. You got to, because in every
we
one of these,
the PGA,
these Swing Vision, Swingplex shots, there's people standing in the background.
Mm.
And because it's super slow motion, there's absolutely no movement from them during the swing.
Yeah.
You got to find where that camera is. And as he's about to swing, just start going like crazy in the background.
As he's starting to swing, do your swing in the background.
Dude, that's even better. All right, we're doing it.
Hell yeah, baby. Hell yeah. And then I bet you'll have like,
it'll be on
have
the,
like
camera.
The announcers go, and check then, out what happened over here when we were doing our Swing Vision. Who's this guy?
Totally, man.
What is right this guy doing?
And then for the next golfer, it'll be a security guard tackling, tasering
yeah,
you in slow motion.
Taking you down, super slow motion.
Yeah.
At 5,000 frames a second.
I wonder if they let people carry, they probably don't let people carry clubs out there, dude.
No. You just stand there and do your swing.
Yeah, you just do your swing without
umbrella.
Put it in an umbrella.
There you go.
Japanese businessman style.
In the umbrella.
Yeah.
Just walk it up.
No.
Japanese businessman style. Do the swing with your umbrella.
He's right.
There you go. Yeah. Hell yeah, baby.
Practice.
So before we go, I just want to say that there is a new leader.
We're going
on our World Golf Tour team.
Why do we have to go?
Whoa! What?
Yeah.
What happened?
World golfer
on the World Golf Tour.
What about the World Golf Tour?
I have the new top score.
Oh, you had that a while ago.
I know, but we never mentioned it on the podcast, and I really want everyone to know.
Pretty sure you did.
No, I didn't.
You got a hole in ones?
Huh? No. No, I never mentioned it. I swear to God, I never mentioned it. I listened to all these podcasts over and over again.
All right.
And touch myself sensually.
And I'm going to worldgolftour.com right now.
I keep trying to play that, and it keeps screwing up on me.
John had forgotten about that, and now it's on.
Now you're going to be beat.
John is going to be on it until he has a better score than me. I don't think you're going to be able to beat that score, dude. It's fucking hard.
Well,
I'm going to beat
it. We'll see about that.
I had the round of a lifetime, and I'm like,
I'm going to be
140 points behind. Yeah. It's retarded. I can't see how somebody scored as low as they did, 30-something or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you guys for listening to another podcast, another Mediocast. Everybody get ready, get geared up for the 30th of the month. We're going to have our first tournament. Hell, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fucking mantastic. And get ready. I'll see you guys on the Me Box.
The Me Box is...
All right. See you later.
Later, round.
Bye.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV. Did I get delivered here? Somebody tell me, please. Someone feed me. Thousands mean as you ever see.